Hi, I'm Austin Kim with your top stories here on Newsy. President Biden gave his first address as Commander-in-Chief at the UN General Assembly, and he touted the U.S.'s role on the world stage. But his comments come amid some international tension. The Biden administration has had a challenging last few months, from the chaotic end to the war in Afghanistan to a new dispute with longtime ally France. President Biden tried to look ahead this morning.
Instead of continuing to fight the wars of the past, we are fixing our eyes on devoting our resources to the challenges that hold the keys to our collective future. Ending this pandemic, addressing the climate crisis, managing the shifts in global power dynamics, shaping the rules of the world on vital issues like trade, cyber, and emerging technologies, and facing the threat of terrorism as it stands today.
This is an anxious time for countries around the world with the pandemic, climate change, and a number of international conflicts. The UN Secretary General urged leaders to move toward solutions this week.
I'm here to sound the alarm. The world must wake up. We are on the edge of an abyss and moving in the wrong direction. Our world has never been more threatened or more divided. We face the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes.
He went on to say the UN has a responsibility to address inequalities exacerbated by the pandemic. Now to the fight against COVID-19, Johnson & Johnson says its booster shot prevented 94% of moderate to severe coronavirus cases in the U.S. The company also says a booster 2 months after the initial shot protected against 75% of COVID cases globally, and a booster shot at 6 months provided a 12-fold increase in antibodies. J&J says it submitted the findings to the FDA. The Biden administration is stepping up the number of migrant flights from the U.S. to Haiti today. The U.S. is trying to expel thousands of migrants by the end of the week. Border agents have been cracking down on the group of mostly Haitian migrants in Del Rio, Texas. Viral videos show border agents on horseback using what appears to be whips to push them back. The Secretary of Homeland Security called that wrong.
Any mistreatment or abuse of a migrant is unacceptable, is against Border Patrol policy, training, and our department's values. Indeed, we have directed an investigation. That investigation is underway, and it will be conducted swiftly, and the public needs and deserves to know its results.
I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.